Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldschwer, dictating an ASPE report on Estela Barros Mendez, date of birth 4/30/1960, date of procedure May 10, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Evgenia Goldschwer, your referring physician is Dr. Iris Wilson. Procedure performed as esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy, comma, cold snare polypectomy. Indication is dyspepsia with bloating and abdominal pain, comma, colorectal cancer screening, comma, change in bowel habits with constipation. Description, procedure, informed concerns of pain, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy or oxygen. Patient is brought in an anesthesia suite, placed in the lateral position. Today is granted anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care. While lubricating, while posterior gas scope is introduced into the esophagus, advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examination is made of the duodenum bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, or retroflex view is obtained at the cardiac period. Air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of scope. The patient is then turned around in left lateral position and digital rectal exam is normal. Period. A well-lubricated lymphocytic colonoscope is introduced into rectum and advanced under direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice of the cecal valve and complement to the folds. Period. Careful examination of the cecum, iliac cecal valve, ascending colon. Hepatic fracture, transverse colon, splenic fracture, descending colon, sigma colon, and the rectum. Retroflex views obtained at the rectum period. Boston bowel prep score was graded as a 7, comma, 2, dash, 3, dash, 2, comma, good prep. The patient saw the procedure well without any complications. Findings. At upper endoscopy, next line, the proximal mid-esophagus overall appeared unremarkable. Next line, the Z-line was regular at 36 centimeters from the bite block. Next line, there was evidence of gastric erythema that was mild and patchy. Comma, biopsies were obtained in the antrum body for histology and through a lead H. pylori. Next line, there was an unremarkable duodenum to Z2 portion. Comma, biopsies were obtained for celiac disease. Next line, the ampulla appeared normal. Next line, at colonoscopy. Next line, tortuous colon. Next line, Boston bowel prep score was 7, comma, 2, dash, 3, dash, 2, comma, good prep. Next line, there was an approximately 8 millimeter sessile hepatic flexure polyp removed cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive hepatic flexure sessile polyp removed cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 3 centimeter in length polyps and 5 millimeter in circumference that was removed with hot snare polypectomy. Total next line, there was evidence of diverticulosis. Sorry, go back. This was in the hepatic flexure. There was evidence of mild diverticulosis colon. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line. Plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending path. Next line, recommend further evaluation with abdominal imaging given the abdominal pain. Next line, high fiber diet and good water intake strongly encouraged with fiber supplementation as needed. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending path. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Thank you.